Vishutchem, with everybody's permission, Shchodesh Tov Umvarach, again. Today's shiur is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Bat Shalinus and Chana Bat Shemuel, Zerubbabel Ben Gabriel, Sarah Bat Moshe, and Tzivya Bat Mashiach, Ruach Hashem Tinicha Megan Eden. If anybody at any point wants to sponsor a shiur for Rosh Chodesh, we can say it. Don't hesitate to reach out if anyone wants to dedicate either for Fuash Shleimah or Le'ilui Nishmat or for any other cause or purpose. Don't hesitate to reach out.
If we sponsor, can we bring treats for the class, for the members of the class?
Of course. Birshutchem. So we started yesterday with Achim. We started yesterday with brothers. And but you know, we can start again from the beginning. We barely started it. So Matov Manaim, Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. How beautiful is it when brothers are peacefully dwelling together amongst Be'ava Ve'achva Shalom Ve'Re'ut, with love, with brotherhood, with peace, with friendship. Shem Gadlach Yuba Ahava Ve'Yot Ezra Be'Tzarot. If the obligation is there to love and to be a support in difficult times, Ben Anashim Zarim, even amongst other people, other humans. Achar kama v'kama ben anashim achim, how much more so between actual brothers, real blood brothers. Each et achiv yazor, each should help his brother. Uchtiv ach letzarei v'aled, Mishnah says that's what a brother is born for. A brother is born for the time of difficulty, to be there, to be able to support you. Uchtiv mi b'sarecha al titalam, and it says do not hide yourself from your own flesh and blood. And your brother is your own flesh. Chachamim learn in the Gemara, Masechet Yevamot, if I'm not mistaken. They learn from this pasuk, the beginning of that pasuk, and the end of this is from the Haftarah of Yishayahu, the Haftarah of Yom Kippur, where the pasuk says, why are you fasting and you're not being heard? As much as you cry and as much as you go through the motions of keeping Yom Kippur, your tefillot, your prayers aren't heard. He says, you know why? He says, the reason is because you're just going through the motions of the mitzvot, but you're still using it just as a way to continue your wickedness. He says, you know what kind of a ta'anit I want? I want a ta'anit, a fast where you do real tshuva. And what's part of that? He says, as opposed to doing injustice towards the poor, reach out to the poor.
Have mercy.
Right? Have mercy on the poor. Kitirei aron v'chisito. He says, when you see a man who is naked, give him clothes, cover him. But then the end of it says, mi b'sarecha al titalam. Don't hide yourself from your own flesh and blood, when your own flesh and blood is in need. And then the pasuk says, tikrav Hashem yane. Then you shall call out in prayer, and Hashem will answer you. Tishavav yomar hineni. Says you'll when you need Hashem will say, hineni, I am here, for you.
Amen.
So the Gemara says, a person who supports his brother, the Gemara says, Hashem answers his tefillot, and it's based on this pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yishayahu. And how horrible is it in the eyes of Hashem and man when they see a fight that is going on between brothers? What a shame for them. Woe to them if they don't help each other in times of difficulty. One is wealthy and the other is poor and he doesn't support him and he doesn't help him. Sha'ari Amru b'Midrash Rabbah, I say in the Midrash al Pasuk, Anati Kamet, do not be like the dead. This was what Aharon said to Moshe Rabbeinu a couple of parashiyot ago when Miriam got Tzara'at, their sister got Tzara'at, and Aharon tells Moshe, Pray for her. Don't be like the dead person that doesn't feel anything.
Boy.
Right? When
that's where we learned.
They even waited for her.
And that's where we got it. And then they eventually, but Moshe prayed for her afterwards. Yes. Right? And he said, Moshe achi, Moshe, my brother, tzara'at zo lo al Miriam achotenu netuna. This tzara'at that Miriam has, the leprosy, the disease that Miriam had, it's not on her. Yala al Amram Avinu Hinetuna. It's on Amram, our father. Right? Meaning that don't just view it as this is happening to your brother or to your sister. View it as
she's a descendant
of our father and our mother. Our father and mother are in pain right now. It says what a person should think to himself when his brother is going through a difficult time. He should think and imagine to himself in his mind as if his father and mother are standing in front of him.
And they're watching this.
And they're asking him and they're begging him.
Please have mercy on my children.
A person who is cruel on his own flesh and blood, he's actually cruel to himself. He's actually cruel enough. And now he says, in order for there to be peace between brothers, he says they have to know how to not keep an exact measure on each other. That you did this, so I have to respond with that. There shouldn't be an exact measurement between each other. They should forgive each other. They should give each other a level of forgiveness. Whenever there is love between people, you don't have calculations.
Yeah.
I did this much, so you owe me this much, and you did that much, and I. This is the way it is with strangers. This is the way it is in business. This is the way. I provided this
much, or I did
this much. Because of that, you owe me that much. You hurt me this
much,
so I have to hurt you that much. But whenever there is love between people, you don't have calculations between you. You don't have calculations. You don't say, because you did this much, I have to do that much. Well, when you're in need, I'm there for you. In need, I'm there for you. We forgive each other. And we find a way to make things work.
We should study this every month.
Yeah.
This specific, we have to study every month. Not
into the office walls.
This we have to say, I'm sorry. Where was this?
Where was this when we needed it?
Wow.
You don't have to be exact over every small thing. This is how a person should be in general in life. A person should be
forgiving.
If a person wants happiness and peace of mind and calmness and a healthy blood pressure,
don't sweat the small stuff.
Don't sweat over every small thing.
The change is a gift of love.
Exactly.
That's the addition.
Only $1.13.
But at the very
you come with your.
But at the very least, this should be between brothers. If not,
yes.
If not with everyone else, yes. At the very least. Between brothers. Yegader gadol, and he says, you want to know a great boundary, a great fence, kedeh sheyesh shalom ben achim, that there should be peace between brothers. He says, shelo yeshvu achiv bevayit echad al shulchan echad. Don't live in one house together. So for the beginning of your life, you have to live in one house together.
But after.
But afterward, he's talking about whenever you grow up, you get married, you start building a home. Don't live together in one house. How come? He says, "Ki anashim palganiyot, umshalachot medani l'anashim." He says, "Baruch Hashem, God bless the wives.
Yes.
The wives without elaborating."
It's true. Unfortunately, it's true.
Hashem should bless all of our wives. Menichtov mizeh be'erach ha'machloket. We'll write more about this when we get
the mem.
Ve'im hem shutafim bechanut, as if they are partners in business, they're partners in the store that they have. Ve'ro'im divrei ribot, and they start to see arguments that are happening between them. Shemashenu ve'im hem tekef yafridu achad chavida. It says immediately, as soon as possible, untangle and unravel the
business partnership.
No, the problem. The argument.
Yes.
Settle it.
Say that and go.
Right? A key, yes. A key to machloket, a key to shalom bayit.
No, that's not what he's saying.
No, sometimes I'm saying if it's that bad, that is the solution and that's the better way.
In order to keep peace amongst each other in general.
But no, that's not what he means here. What he means here is quickly settle the argument. Quickly, early on. As soon as you possibly can. Anything which might cause strife between the brothers, quickly remove it in order to remove any possible sin that you will get into anger between each other. And about this it says, seek out peace and pursue it. Meaning that shalom, people have to understand, shalom is not necessarily a default. We expect it to be a default that you live with, and things that default should always be shalom. And what in Tehillim David HaMelech says over here is you have to chase after it. You have to pursue it. If a person wants there to be shalom, you have to chase after it. You have to invest in it. You have to work hard in order to make it happen. You have to do things that aren't easy in order to keep the shalom, in order to keep the peace. Because without it, if a person just wants to go easy with it, the shalom falls apart. By itself, if you leave it alone, this is we teach this to the chatanim, always. We teach them from the beginning. As you think that right now you had chemistry and things are great when you got engaged, if you wanted to continue, there's an investment of time and effort that you have to put in order to maintain it.
Just like you do with your customers. If you ignore them, they're not going to bite from you.
You don't just say, we put a ring on the finger and that's it. Shalom al Israel.
No, it doesn't work like that. The ring is the easy part.
Okay, you have to chase after it. You have to pursue it. It takes effort. Vezeh klal gadol. Let me give you a huge and important rule. Le'inyan derkei shalom, about the ways of peace. Tirdof achar machloket. Le'okro b'tchilato. He says, chase after machloket. Hunt it down. Hunt it down. And you see the slightest beginning of machloket. Finish it right away. Uproot it from the beginning. Before it has the chance to expand.
Before it has the chance to expand, settle right away.
Because the Gemara says, this is a beautiful Gemara. It doesn't bring the source over here, but it's a beautiful Gemara. Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Zayin, if I'm not mistaken. It says, you have it in there? Yeah, in this edition it doesn't have it. He says, Dehai Tigra, he says, this machloket, the argument, damele bitka demaya, it's like a crack in a hose, or a crack in a dam of water, that the water is trying to burst out of it. Water. Fix the crack as soon as you can.
If not, it's going to burst.
As fast as you can, fix the crack. Hagam kevan teravach ravach, because once it opens, you're in trouble. Once it opens, to close it now will be very, very difficult. Wow. So he says, catch it right in the beginning. Catch it early on. Don't wait for it to get bad. He says, when you make peace with you, understand that when it gets bad, when it gets worse, he says, even when you make shalom,
There is a bad feeling.
There's a bad feeling that always stays.
It's not good, and it's not
healthy. But the earlier you get it, he says, you don't stay with those feelings ever, because you settled it right away. But once there was, you said that word to me, and that, and you know, there's, you know, when certain words and names were said and things were said, even when you make shalom afterward, it stays with you. It's very difficult to fully erase it.
That's
later
one
on.
One of the things I say to myself, if you're in an argument, just be careful what you say, because the argument will be
the
over,
earlier,
but
the
those
better.
Words are there.
Lachen tov lagever, it's best for a person to istakel v'yavin, think and understand. Acharit avar mereshito, think what's going to happen in 5 years from now. Think what's going to happen in 10 years from now. Don't think about right now and what you feel right now. V'yachish mifladlo bechen v'secher tov, and quickly, rescue yourself. Rescue yourself. Bechen v'secher tov, with grace and with a wise mind. The ikar ahava yavat nefesh, and true love is the love of the neshama, of the soul. Yech yer bara asher yimtzai et achi ba'olam ha'emet v'yagi abusha uchlima nefesh aviv imo tzar. He says, if your brother is not going to make it to olam haba because of his sins, right, how much shame is that going to bring upon your parents? If he sees his brother doing something wrong, or something that is not the right way of life, according to the Torah, he's not watching himself, he's getting himself involved in the wrong groups, or in unfortunately in places that are bad, wrong friends, bad influences, he should think about his parents. Think about his parents, because he's not going to listen to the parents. Maybe he'll listen to his brother. And in a sweet, kind way, he should speak to him. rebuke him. We have to be so careful. It's so difficult to rebuke.
Very delicate.
Especially in our generation.
Yes.
But may ahava b'noam siach, show him that you're doing it with love, with sweetness of your tongue, b'chen v'chechmato, lashon raka, and with a soft tongue. Ulachiv yomar chazak v'nichazek, and tell him, be strong. Strengthen yourself to do the will of our Father in heaven, of Hashem. This is what will be good for us. He says the words that come from the heart will enter the heart. And speak to him until you bring him back to the righteous path. As much as he can strengthen him in Torah, right? Have him come to a shiur, bring him to a shiur to come learn. Give him a podcast to listen to. do the right things. Bring him to minyan. Come, we'll put on tefillin together. Kacha yaseh, do it v'isa bracha me'et Hashem, and you'll carry bracha from Hashem. Ume avi v'imo al kol hatova, and from your father and mother. You will get blessings al kol hatova sherim oseh, for all the good that you do with your brother, uvet aviv, and his father's home. Zehu derech yishara le'achim. This is the righteous path and the good path for the brothers. Lo yitparedu, and they shouldn't separate from each other. Chas v'shalom. Yishma chacham, yosef lekach. Let the wise person hear. And let him even build more on this knowledge that we're starting you up
with.
It's a beautiful, beautiful passage on brotherhood. Shabbat shalom
uvarach. Rosh Chodesh
tov. And on Monday we continue with the next one with Achdut. Unity.
Rabbi, you know, in Torah,